She sailed through the very sea she was named after before finally reaching home. It was here at the exact same spot that the Mavi Marmara set off on a mission of mercy to Gaza 7 months ago. That effort, dubbed the Freedom Flotilla, with 6 ships in the group, was attacked in international waters by the Israeli military. 9 aid workers were killed in the incident, with almost 60 more injured. As she pulled into Saraiburno port, the Mavi Marmara was welcomed by thousands of well-wishers, but the celebrations were tinged with sadness, with the presence of the families of those killed. But they too stood by the efforts to break the Israeli siege of Gaza.
We haven't lost and we're not losing. The Zionist regime is the loser.
Also among the crowd were some of the hundreds of volunteers from around the world who'd been on board when the ship was attacked. Ahsan Shamrukh, a Palestinian who lives in London, was shot twice in the back of the head.
I saw people here who were lying with me in the boat with blood, really emotional. I don't know, I feel like happy, sad, angry. It's mixed feelings.
Israel has continued to insist that its military acted properly and that the organizers of the flotilla wanted a confrontation. But those claims have been branded as ridiculous by the activists who were on board the ships.
We don't want from the Israeli government an excuse. We don't want to hear the lies. We want them to the same place where we had Milosevic, to the International Court in Hague.
A recent UN fact-finding mission concluded that the Israeli attack breached both international humanitarian law and human rights law, and that it betrayed unacceptable levels of brutality. The incident has also strained relations between Turkey and Israel, with the Turkish government continuing to demand an apology and compensation, which has not been forthcoming.
We will organize more humanitarian missions like this, and we will not stop until all sieges are broken in the world.
The IHH charity remains defiant. It organized the Turkish contingent of the flotilla, including the Mavi Marmara, and has now pledged to send an even larger flotilla of ships to break the siege again in May of 2011.
Israel continues to insist that its commandos were dealing with a serious threat when they opened fire on board this vessel. But that's a narrative that has been disputed by every single passenger that was on board this ship. And Bülent Yıldırım, the head of the IHH, says that this ship is no longer just a symbol of conscience, but also now a symbol of freedom. Hasan Ghani, Press TV, on board the Mavi Marmara in Istanbul.